If you want to turn to Mark 7 tonight, Mark chapter 7, amen. Verse 1, if you have your place, stand honored reading of God's Word. Mark chapter 7, verse 1 tonight. The Bible says, then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And then they saw some of the disciples eat bread that defiled, that is with saying with unwashing hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they washed their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they came from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things here be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And he answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, that this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, they hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things they do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whosoever curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his mother or his father, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand, there is nothing from without a man that entereth into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth in the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out unto the drought, purging all meats. Now watch this, he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, and evil eye, blasphemous, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Amen. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father God, Lord, we pray for a little while that you'd take these words of God, this scripture, Heavenly Father, that we've read and hearing tonight. And God, I pray that you'd move in a mighty way, even the helping of a soul. God, if there's someone here tonight that needs to move up, and someone needs that special touch, someone, Lord, that needs to be saved, God, your Bible teaches that we must be born again. Born from above, God, with that new heart and a new attitude. And God, I pray, Heavenly Father, you'd help us to realize, God, it's not this world that defiles us, but God, it's that we allow into our hearts. Oh, God, I pray, Heavenly Father, even tonight that you'll move upon us. Pray that you'd just give us that, oh God, Lord, that we stand in need of, that we might be hoping, God, this evening. Pray that you'd minister to us and through us the very precious things of God, that we might take them unto ourselves. God, that we might receive that help tonight from a holy, righteous God, Lord, even this evening. Lead God, direct us now, Lord, we pray. Touch our hearts, Lord, for your glory, God, even to the saving of a soul. And God, we'll thank you, Lord, we'll praise you. In Jesus' blessed name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. A question of the heart. A question of the heart. Amen. What we have here, Jesus says, the Pharisees and the scribes, and they were there, and they were going through all these things and these traditions that they held, that you got to do this and you got to do that, and you can't do this and you can't do that. But he said, all those things that's outside, he said, those things are not what defile a man. He said, what defiles a man tonight is what comes out of the heart. Amen. I want to say, what has to be changed in me and you tonight? It ain't our outward appearance. I'm afraid we're living today in a day and an hour when we have people come into the church and we're trying to change them from the outside, and we're trying to dress them up and paint them up and make them look a different way on the outside while the inside's still rotten. Amen. And if you get somebody if you're rotten on the inside, it won't be long till it comes out on the outside. It's the heart that makes the difference. There's got to be a change that takes part. He said, it ain't about the washing. It ain't about, I'm an advocate for washing your hands before you eat. Amen. I'm a clean freak when it comes to your food. Amen. I don't put a bite in my mouth. Praise God. I say, Lord, please help us. Unless sometimes when I'm really hungry, I have grabbed it, put it in there. I say, oh, Lord, please bless that bite. Amen. So that I don't, pray, you don't know who's back there cooking your food. Amen. We need to be praying, ask God to bless it, amen, to cover it, praise God, and to cleanse it, amen, before it goes into our bodies. I'm an advocate for it. I believe we ought to be clean. But he said it's not the things that we put into us that defiles a man. But he said, Jesus said, it's those things that come out of us that defile a man. It's that comes out of us, praise God, that shows people just exactly who we are. Amen. It's not what we eat, and we ought to eat healthy. Amen. We ought to try to eat healthy. Because, amen, because we're the temple of the Lord. So we ought to try to eat healthy. And I didn't know until just a while back. Let me just share this with you. I didn't know how to eat healthy. I had no idea. But I got to look at it. I thought, well, Lord, what did we need to do to eat healthy? I didn't know that you need to eat your spinach. Yeah. Amen. Right. I didn't know there was things that we could eat that would make us healthy. You young people, you need to start eating your spinach. Amen. Oh, spinach greens. Amen. Those dark green leafy things, praise God, those help you. Those go in there and they get rid of all that defilement in your body. I mean, it purifies you, it cleans you out. Amen. It flushes that thing. You need to eat lots of carrots, lots of vegetables. Amen. Did you know that the orange in a carrot, amen, it detoxifies? It can actually even go into a cell, that the orange out of the carrot can go into a cell, take a cancer out of it, and expel it out of your body. Amen. So we need to eat right. Amen. We need to be good stewards for our money and good stewards for our body, praise God, because we are the temple of God. But he said, it's not so much about what you put in you, praise God, but that defiles you. He said, that'll help you if we eat right. And he said, exercise will profit you a little. Amen. He said, exercise profiteth little. Amen. I don't think God was being negative about that. We all need a little bit of exercise. But amen, even not getting exercise ain't what defiles you. He said, that's in you is what defiles you. Jesus says in verse 20, he said, that which cometh out of a man, that defileth a man. He says, that's in us that comes out. And it comes out, you know where it comes out at? It'll come at the most inopportune time. Amen. That's inside us, amen. When we start getting frustrated, we start getting angry, we start getting aggravated, and that old inward man, praise God, he'll come out. Amen. Hey, have you ever got upset and aggravated, frustrated, and all of a sudden that something come out, and you're like, where in the world did that come from? Uh-huh. Amen. Oh, me. You say, where in the world did that fella come from? I didn't know he's in there. Well, I will say, praise God, that's what's inside you. And praise God, we got to get it. Hey, it'll come out on you. He said, it's not what's outside that defiles. He said, that's what inside defiles a man. He goes on and says, for from within, out of the heart of men. He said, what you say, well, preacher, where does that ugliness come from? Hello? Are you still with me? He said, where does the ugliness come from? He said, it comes from your heart. Amen. It comes from inside of this old carcass. And that's what's, he said, that comes out of you, from there is what defiles a man. He said, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed, it starts out, he said, with evil thoughts. Start thinking things we oughtn't to, and you say, well, preacher, is that a sin? Yeah, when we begin to entertain them. Amen? Hey, we may have evil thoughts, but pray God, when we entertain them, that's why we shouldn't entertain those thoughts. We should let them come in, and we run them out the other way. How do you do that? You say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. And they have to flee. Amen. Quick, fast, and hurry. It's gone. Amen. It's gone. He said, evil thoughts. He said, adulteries. Amen. He said, can you imagine? You start entertaining those evil thoughts, and the next thing you know, you're caught up in adultery. Amen. That's folks that's married that's having a relationship with somebody else's wife. It's somebody that's having a relationship with somebody else's husband. He said it starts out as little thing and it gets bigger. He said, where does that come from? He said, it comes out of the heart. Amen. He said, adulteries, fornications. You know what? That's having a relationship outside of marriage. He said, you start thinking on things, and the next thing you know, you're acting on them. And you start having relations outside of marriage. You young people, listen to me. It's never intended for you to have relations outside of marriage. The Bible says the marriage bed is undefiled. Amen. You wait till you get married before you have a relationship with that fella. Amen. You little old girls, listen to me. I pray God, you tell him, you say, you keep your hands off me. By Paul in Romans chapter, in 1 Corinthians 7, he said it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Amen? In other words, if she's not your wife, you keep your paws off of her. Amen? So you young ladies, praise God, say, look, until we're married, you can't touch me. Amen? Same way for you like young, for your fellers. Amen? Amen? You keep your hands to yourself and have her keep her hands to herself. Amen. Hey, it keeps us from getting out. Pray God, because we get to thinking on these things. You get too close. You get out by yourself. You get somewhere that you shouldn't be with somebody that you shouldn't be with. And the next thing you know, you're messed up. I mean, your life is changed forever. But he said it's out of the heart that these things come. Amen. He said he knows that not only does it have evil thoughts and adulteries, fornication, he said sometimes it leads to murders. Amen? Into murder. That's killing somebody. A lot of times you say, well, preacher, I never killed nobody. What about when we think bad about people? Huh? It's in their heart we'd like to see them dead. Amen? And he said that's wrong. He said that comes out of the wrong attitude, the wrong heart. Amen? He said then there's thieves, thefts. Amen. Next thing you know, you go getting carrying stuff home that don't belong to you. Stuff you ain't worked for, something you haven't paid for. Amen. Listen, you young people. Hey, there's people out here that work hard for what they got. And if it's not yours, if you didn't buy it, if mom and daddy didn't give it to you, then it's not yours. So you leave it alone. Amen. If you want something, you go to somebody and say, hey, you know, I'd like to have it. What do you take for it? I told my daughter, I said, hey, praise God, if you want it good enough, I pray God you haggle over it. Amen. You get them come down. They used to call them Jewing them down. Amen. Hey, don't ever go buy a car, especially a used car, without Jewing them down. They got them things jacked way up here. They got Jewing room. Amen. Amen. Hey, you know what you do? You go down there. I'm not telling you what to do. Go down there and figure out what it's worth. Go to Kelly Blue Book and then go back and look at the Black Book because that's what the dealer paid for it. Amen. Brother Bill know I'm right. He pays below Blue Book. And because he's gonna have to sell it somewhere close to Blue Book. Amen. So you get to look at that thing. You get to look at the shape of it, praise God, and you make him an offer. Amen. You make him offer and you stick with that. Because see, we got to realize that he has to sell you a car to make a living. But you don't have to buy his car. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going somewhere. You see what takes place? We need to be good. We need to be responsible. We need to realize, praise God, that if something that we want, praise God, I will say, you can have anything you want in America. You young people, you get out there and you work hard, you save your money, you can have anything you want. Amen. The husbands and wives, praise God, you work together, praise the Lord, and you do it for the glory of God, and hey, God won't withhold nothing from you. Amen. You don't have to steal and rob and all that stuff to have anything, praise God. God will bless you on purpose because He can. Amen. He said, then there's covetousness. That's just wanting something that ain't yours. Covetousness of it. And then there's just plain wickedness. I told you before, amen, we're living in a time, amen, it's not sin no more. It's just wickedness that's taking place. People are rioting and all over these places, and the only reason they're doing it is to get what they can. It's just a bunch of wickedness. Amen. Surpass sinfulness. He said, then there's deceit. There's a lot of deceit in the world today. Amen. But then he said, there's lasciviousness. That's that old wantonness, loose living. Amen. We're living in a world of loose living. Amen. Hey, there's no regulations on living no more. If we started back in the 60s, well, if it feels good, do it. Amen. That's so far away from God that it ain't even fun. Amen. That ain't nowhere even in the book. Amen. It's way out there somewhere. Some old wicked person come up with you. Amen. To be able to do whatever he wanted to do. He said, in an evil eye. He said, an evil eye looking upon somebody with the stain, looking down our nose at somebody. Amen. Because we don't think they're as good as us. I want to say Jesus loves us all. Amen. I ain't going to look down my nose at somebody that Jesus loves. Amen. He said, then there's blasphemy, disregarding God, comes along with pride. Pride lifts us up, and amen, we can't even admit, when we get too prideful, we can't even admit that we're wrong. Amen, we'll get to a place that this old pride won't even let us admit that we've done missed the mark. That we need to get back where, I pray God, wherever we left God. Amen. So that God can begin to help us to build something that He wants to help us to build. And then He said, there's just plain foolishness. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks that's just caught up in plain foolishness today. It don't make a bit of sense. But we're living in a time, I said before, where common sense ain't common no more. Amen. But to Jesus says here, he said that that cometh from out of a man that defiles him. He said all these evil things come from within and defile the man. All those things that's in us that we allow to come out, and it's all a bunch of negative stuff. Amen. That's how we were. But he begins to tell us over, he told over Titus chapter 3. He said, this is how we used to be. I want to tell you now how to get away from that. I want to tell you now how you can change that inward man. How we can become that God wants us to be for His glory. Wouldn't you like that today? Amen. Wouldn't you like to be changed for the glory of God? He says in Titus chapter 3 and verse 3, for we ourselves also were sometimes... Now he starts on the other end of the spectrum. He said, we're sometimes foolish. Amen? We just did... Do you remember when you was a young man, young woman, you done foolish things? Amen? Now you look back on it now and you realize, brother, how foolish they was. Now listen, you young people, listen to me. When mom and daddy try to tell you, you know, hey, don't do that, that's wrong. Amen? That'll hurt you. You know, most of the time they're probably speaking from experience. So they want to give you the opportunity. So when you get on down the road like them and get to be old as us, amen, you won't have to look back with a whole lot of regret. Amen? You tell them because you love them. Amen? It helps you it keeps you from doing those foolish things. But he said, sometimes we're foolish and disobedient. You know, foolishness leads to disobedience. Have you ever noticed that? How foolishness, foolish living leads to disobedience. It leads to disobedience to God. It leads to disobedience of mom and daddy. It leads to disobedience of the government. It leads to disobedience of teachers. I mean, it just keeps getting bigger. He said, deceived. Amen. He said, that's when deception comes in. And you begin to think, the old devil comes along. He said, begins to make you think that what's going on is okay. So what, you ain't doing nothing, right? Everybody, the old say, everybody else is doing it. Huh? Yeah. Everybody else did. Well, everybody else is wrong too. Amen. Amen. He said, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures. He said, it's because of those diverse, those lusts and those pleasures, amen, that you do this stuff. The lust that we have, amen, and the pleasure that we think we're getting. But there's pleasure in sin for a season. And the season of pleasure is very short-lived. Amen. And what we have when we get done with that season is the result of that, what that we did. And it's the result of the foolishness and the disobedience and the deceit that we had to God. Amen. He said, living in malice and envy. Huh? Boy, that's where a whole lot of folks is living today. Malice and envy. Amen. Because of, you know, well, Brother Andrew's got that, and I ought to have it. Amen. Look at him, how he does. Amen. Well, praise God, Brother Andrew probably worked hard for it. Brother Andrew probably acknowledged that he had a need. Amen. So he began to plan to meet that need. Amen. But he goes on and he says, an envy and hateful and hating one another. Have you ever seen times so there's so many hateful people? You get on the road, you get to driving down the road, and there's hateful people everywhere. Amen. All you got to do is look over, start to get over, and you look at somebody wrong, and they give you the California wave. Huh? Yeah, but just hateful. Amen. You see, from the abundance of the heart, amen, the mouth speaks. From the abundance of the heart, these things come out. Amen. He said, this is how we used to be. He said, these things would come out. He said, you know why? He said, because we were sin sick. Amen. We had a heart that was sick. It needed a physician. Amen. We had a heart that needed a physician. What we needed was a heart transplant. Amen. He tells us over in Mark chapter 7, or Mark chapter 2 rather, verse 16. Mark chapter 2 and verse 16. These fellows come to him and they question Jesus why he eats with old publicans and sinners. And said, when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, how is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? And when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of a physician. Amen. He said, because, hey, those that's out there that's whole, they don't need a doctor. Those that's well, those that's doing right, those that's running well, he said, they don't need a doctor. But he said, they that are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So what he says here, he said, what's happening? He said, they're sin sick, they're heart sick, they need a heart transplant. And he said, I'm the great physician, I'm the one that can give the transplant. Amen. He said, I've got the credentials to change the human heart. Amen. He's the only one that can do that. Dr. Spock can't do it. Amen. Nobody else can do it, but Jesus can do it. And he begins to tell us how to cure a sick heart. Back over Titus chapter 3 and verse 4. He says what he does, he begins to do heart surgery. I believe there's a lot of folks tonight in our Baptist churches that need heart surgery. Amen? Not because the blood flow's slack, but because the good flow's slack. Amen? There's nothing good flowing out of our hearts. But in Titus chapter 3, verse 4, he said, but after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. When the Lord Jesus Christ begins to appear on our behalf, and he begins to appear to us, and we begin to see him. Amen. Sometimes, hey, people go down the road for a long time, and they've gone ahead, and they think, I know who Jesus is. And that's the attitude of America. Well, I know who Jesus is. He's that man from Galilee. Amen. He's the Nazarene. Amen. From over our little town called Nazareth. And we have a head knowledge. We know who He is. But we not to know Him in our heart. Amen. He's the only one that can transplant a heart. He said, after the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared. Amen. So He appeared to us and He appeared in us. Praise God. And He began to do a work. Now look what He does. Verse 5. He said, not by works of righteousness which we have done. You know, we can try to be right and do good till the cows come home. Amen. We can try to do the best we can, and without the help of the Lord, we'll fail miserably. Listen tonight, you cannot contain yourself without the help of the Lord. We can't do any good works except for the help of the Lord. We've got to have Him as our ever-present help to help us to do right. Amen. He says, but not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. Amen. What took place? He began to do that heart transplant. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. So He says what there was a renovation process that has to take place in the heart of man. He comes in and He remodels that old man. And when he remodels it, praise God, when you remodel something, praise God, you fellas get this. It's kind of like when you're restoring an old car. Amen? And if you really want to do it good, you got to take it off frame. Amen? I mean, you got to get all the way down, Brother Chris, to the running gear. Amen? These fellas get this. You ladies might not. But get it the way it ought to be, factory perfect. Amen? Praise the Lord. But in order to get it factory perfect, you got to take the body off, you got to take everything up, and you got to get down to the frame. You got to get down to the running gear. You got to go through that thing with a fine-tooth comb. You got to replace everything to its mint condition. And when you do that, then, praise God, you've got something that's ready to go, and something's going to look good, it's going to feel good, it's going to satisfy, it's going to get the job done. Yes, sir. Right. Amen? That's what Christ says He does in us. Praise God, He renovates us, He restores us. Amen, glory to God, He does a body off, praise God, from the frame to running gear. Glory to God, He changes you from inside out. Amen. He gets your running gear, amen, to where it's in good shape. Hey, I don't care what it looks like. Brother Chris, it don't matter what it looks like. If the running gear ain't no good, it's a piece of junk. Amen. Hey, the body can look good. Amen. The motor be good. But if you ain't got a good running gear under that thing, amen, where you go to shifting those gears and popping that clutch, amen, something's going to break. Amen. But praise God, when you get that running gear right, Jesus is saying to us tonight, praise God, when He comes in and He does that renovation process, by glory to God, when you come out of there, your running gear's right. Amen. You're ready to go on, glory to God. You're ready to go on a trip for Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Take a trip that's out of this world. Amen. For the good cause of Christ. Bless His holy name. Amen. He said, he goes on here and he says that in verse 7, he said, not of works of righteousness, but which we have done, but according to His mercy, saved us by the washing of regeneration, renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. He said it was the Lord Jesus Christ that came in and He done the renovation, the renovation process. So what he's saying, if Jesus came in and done it, praise God, you can take it to the bank. You say, well, preacher, how do I know He done it right? Because, praise God, he was the one that made the product from the beginning. Amen. Amen. You, praise the Lord. Hey, Bible says that we're made by God. Amen. Amen. He said, Bible says that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. And he knows where... Glory to God. He knows where every part is. And He knows how it ought to all run together. You know, it tears me out of frame when you go to the doctor and they'll look at your spleen or your appendix or some of that stuff and they say, well, I think this is what it is. We're just going to jerk it out. Now, God put that in there for a purpose. But they just nonchalantly, they'll say, well, we're just going to jerk it out. I understand sometimes they get diseased and they get sick and they have to come out. But it just seems to me like they want to jerk things out awful quick. Amen? Like supper's home, my God, get to it. Roll him down there to OR and we'll just jerk something out. Amen? Hey, that's what does. But praise God when Dr. Jesus does it. He knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly where that old junk's at that'll hurt and defile and tear up. Praise God, He takes that out and He puts new in. Amen. He moves in, takes up His abode. He begins to bless us and help us, encourage us. Praise the Lord. He said that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to hope of eternal life. Amen. You know what He does? He takes that old running gear, praise God, He tunes it up. Now, I've told you before, man, Brother Don, man was designed in the garden to go and live forever. Right. We were designed to go to bed at night, catch our rest, and wake up in the morning brand new. Amen? I mean, Adam and Eve, if they hadn't have disobeyed God, they'd have still been in the garden, clicking right along. Not clucking along, because there wasn't no chicks in the garden yet. Amen? But they'd have been clicking right along. But they disobeyed God. Amen? But if they had stayed in the will of God, if they had prayed God, God had tuned them up, amen, He had designed them to live forever in paradise. But mankind had to mess that up. Amen? But praise be to God, God come along. He said, you know what? I'm going to save old Breck Hoagland. Amen. I'm going to save his soul. I'm going to go in. I'm going to renovate and restore him. Praise God. I'm going to put a new gear in him. And glory be to God. That gear that I put in will live forever. Amen. Amen. He said, I'm going to change him out. Praise God. And I'm going to put one that'll never wear out. Amen. Amen. I know that may be kind of a crude example tonight, but that's just as crude. Hey man, that's just the only way I tell you now. God put you in a new running gear, praise God, when He saved you by His marvelous grace. And praise God, if we'll let Him, He'll help us to run good through the duration. Bless His holy name. He said, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly. He said, we need to be reaffirming these things, that God saved us by His marvelous grace. That God Almighty, through the Lord Jesus Christ, He made the changes. Amen. He made that update in us. It's kind of like these new versions. Amen. They got computer chips in them. And these trucks, these big trucks, these 2500 Chevrolet stuff, they've got a chip in them. Praise God, you can take that chip out and they got a little better chip. You can stick in there, give you a little bit more power. Amen. You know what God, what the Lord Jesus Christ does, praise God, if you need just a little bit more power, praise God, He'll pull out the chip, He'll put in another chip, praise God, and He'll give you that power that you need. I'm talking about staying power. So that when you get under a load, you won't bog down. Amen. I hate to get on a hill with a load and bog down. Have to go down to a third or maybe even second. And people's passing you. Amen. They're not friendly. They're waving at you and calling at you, but they're not friendly folk. Amen. But I thank God, praise God, when you got that little bit of extra power, man, you can reach down and grab it in and know that it's there. Praise God, I say, Lord, listen, young, if you're a child of God, if you've been saved by His marvelous grace, we have power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, when we need it, we can reach down and get that extra power. Amen. Just like having that chip upgrade, and God helps us to move on for God. Amen. That old burden that loads are dragging us down. And praise God, well, you know what you do? You just put the pedal to the metal. Oh, amen. God pulls you through His thing, gives you grace. Praise God. He said that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. But you know what you got to do? He says here, you know what? He said, He said, it's about a change of the heart. He said, when you have that change of heart, amen, it don't matter what you put in that vehicle. It don't matter what's in that old pickup truck that you're using haul load every day. If we don't maintain that thing, amen? If you don't maintain your vehicle in a little while, it's going to leave you sitting on the side of the road. Your battery will go dead. Huh? Your battery go dead. Your electrical system will burn up. Do you know when you let your battery go that it's hard on your electrical system? And we need to make sure the battery stays charged. Amen? Because if when your battery gets weak, it's hard on your electrical system. Amen? That means you don't fire just right. You know how we keep our battery charged? Amen. We get in the book. Amen. We get about. We get to talking to the Lord. We get to praying. And we get to ask Him to help us along the way. Amen. And He charges our battery. Amen. He keeps us at full charge. And praise God, that way our electrical system don't melt down. That way we don't have a nervous breakdown. Amen. Don't end up somewhere way late on the side of the road or in some mental hospital somewhere. Because we got a good God of glory that loves us, praise God, and we have His power, amen, to keep us a-going. Amen. They say if your battery, if you've got a four-year battery, just for your FYI here, you got a four-year battery, they say after 4 years, even if it's still starting your car good, get rid of it and get you a new one. A little fellow told me at work for Vesco, he said the worst thing you can do is keep pushing a battery because it begins to get weak and it kills your electrical system. Amen. Say, it makes sense to me. But God said, you know what? He said, I'll recharge you. I'll keep you going. I'll give you that you need. But He said, you know what we got to have? He said, we got to have a maintenance program. If we're going to stay running good, amen, we got to have a maintenance program. That's why we need the instruction. That's why we need good Sunday school teaching. That's why we need good Holy Ghost singing. Amen. It stirs us down in. Amen. It's just like a charge in that electrical system. We need good Holy Ghost preaching, amen. We need the Word of God, and we need to absorb it up because, praise God, that helps us to rebuild those cells of that battery, amen, and keep them running strong. Amen. It helps them to hold a charge. Amen. Now, I know a lot of folks, there's a lot of folks out here, they can come in, they can get their battery charged, their cup filled up, whatever you want to call it, and they can run on that for 2 or 3 months. I guess mine's leaky. I guess mine's leaking because I come in on Sunday morning, praise God, and I worship the Lord. I praise God, amen. Sunday morning, Sunday night, sometimes Sunday afternoon, praise God. But my Wednesday night, amen, I need my cup charged. I need my battery charged again. Amen. But I think what's happening, Brother Andrew, a whole lot of our folks, they come in, we get our battery charged, boy, and praise God. And we get filled up with that, and we think we can run on that for a long time. So we start running on that. Next thing you know, we're running plumb out of the road. Amen. We're running plumb out of the road. We're running plumb away from God. And when we come to ourselves, amen, we realize that we're out there. Now listen, and we're out of gas. Huh? You ever feel like you just got out there and you got out of gas? And it seems like you every friend you got, you call them up and you can't get a hold of them. None of them, they've all got caller ID. That's what it is. They've got that caller ID and they look and they see who it is and they just don't pick up. Amen. But now you're way out the road, you done run out of gas and there ain't no help. But praise God, guess who you can call on? Amen. Praise God, you can call the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and He'll come by on purpose. Amen. He'll pick you up. He'll lift you up. He'll carry you along. Amen. He'll deliver you. He's promised. He'll deliver you safe. Praise God, where you need to be. Amen. Amen. He never runs short. Amen. He's got all that we need. He is all that we need. And when we put our trust in Him, when we put our faith in Him, praise God, we're winners, amen. We can realize that we've already got the victory. Just like that fellow that restored that pickup truck from the ground up, amen, keeps it tuned up, keeps the battery charged, keeps gas in the tank, amen. Praise God, never gets below a quarter of a tank. Amen. So anybody, if you got any sense knows you don't ever get close. If you get below a quarter of a tank, it starts sucking up them drugs off the bottom of the tank. Huh? Those little metal chips, those little shavings and stuff that come off the nozzle. When you get real low, you ladies that run on empty all the time, you're asking for trouble. Amen. You fellas that run on empty a whole lot, you're asking for trouble. Because what you're doing, you're going to be picking up those drugs off the bottom of that tank. Amen. Next thing you know, amen, your filter's going to be stopped up. Amen. And when your filter gets stopped up, ain't nothing else can go through it. But I won't say tonight, praise God, we need to have that thing. We need to have gas in our tank. We need to keep our filter, praise God, to where it'll work for us. Amen. Are you still with me? I ain't talking about cars. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If we ought to have, hey, He is our filter today. Amen. He is our liver. And praise God, without the liver, there is no life. The Lord Jesus Christ, He filters out all of those drugs, praise God. When we get to the bottom of the tank, amen, that's why we need to have our tank filled up. Praise God, ask God just to help us. Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's that filter of life. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, without the liver, amen, we don't live. Hey, if you don't have the liver tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not alive. You're just existing. Amen. Because those that have Jesus have eternal life. Amen. The filter's intact. It's filtering out the old drugs of this world. Amen. It's giving us perfect soundness. It's giving us that we need. Praise God to get us to our destination. Amen. Jesus said, hey, you know, He said that's inside a man's what defiles him. But praise God, I want to say this tonight in closing. It's a question of the heart. Amen. It's a question of a changed heart that we have tonight. When that heart is changed by the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He makes the difference in us. He's the one that moves us along. He's the one that does the renovation, the remodeling, amen, the restoration. Amen. You know what we need in America? You know what we need in America? We need a good Holy Ghost revival. Amen. We need a stirring of Lord Jesus Christ, amen, like most of us have never even seen. I would to God, brother, that God would get so real in here that it'd scare us to death. Amen. I would to God it would get so real that those old lost sinners, praise God, would come running to an altar, slide in here and say, oh God, forgive me a sinner. Take those old wicked thoughts out of my head, amen. Praise God, and give me a heart that's sound. Amen. Praise God, I would to God. That's what it's going to take to get America back. It's going to take getting us back to God. Amen. What's going to get us to take our homes back, our lives back, our church back, our communities back, is getting us back to God. Standing up for what's right. Amen. Somebody said in the prayer room downstairs, said there was a little boy that at one of the schools stood up and he said, you know what? He said, I'm not going to do that mess with evolution. He told his teacher, he said, I'm not recognizing that. He said, I don't believe it. He said, it's against my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's against my faith in the creation of the world. He said, I don't believe it. I'll not do it. And they threatened all things in the world. But praise God, we ought to come aside a little fellow like that. We said, you know what? Yeah, he's right. Amen. We should have stood up a long time ago, people, when they started pushing that stuff down our throat and said, you know what? We're not going to take that. It's wrong. We have the Word of God, and we're going to stay with God. Amen. He makes the difference. But we've got to stand together, amen, with those of us that have a right heart, stand together for the good cause of Christ. Amen. And I guarantee you, when we stand for what's right, it'll never be wrong. Amen. It'll always be pleasing to God when we stand for what's right. Old Elijah got over there and he said, Lord, he said, I've stood for you, I've done for you, I've ministered for you. And he said, I'm the only one left. He said, there's nobody else. He said, I'm down there by the creek. He said, I'm all alone. He said, there's nobody here to help me. And God spoke to him. He said, Elijah. He said, Elijah, he said, yes, Lord. He said, I've got 7,000 over there that's never bowed the knee to Baal. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a remnant, praise God, that's got a true heart, a right heart, a heart of God. And God's a moving that heart. But he said, it's not what you put in that defiles a man. But he said, that comes out is what defiles a man. See, that Jesus said, that's what people see is that that comes out of a man. Amen. Praise the Lord.